Good evening, everyone. Warren here.
Hello?
Hello, we haven't started yet, Ms. Hennessy.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it worked.
Oh yeah, we'll hear you. Thank you. You got on, you did it.
Evening, Laura.
Good evening, Bill.
All right. Here we go.
4 minutes, Chairman.
Got it. 3 minutes, Chairman.
Laura, can you hear me? It's Warren.
I hear you fine, Warren.
Okay, great. Thank you. Hi, Sean.
Okay, 7:30, Chairman.
Okay. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board at the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Zimmerman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Yeah, here.
He's got a cat too.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ellie?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag?
Yes, to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic to stand, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are. The application of Ernesto Cedillos, 42 Mitchell Avenue, has been withdrawn and will not be heard this evening. The second change that we have to the agenda is the application of Whale Hamed, 494 Metlars Lane, is postponed until April 8th, and the applicant will notice for that application. Those are all the changes that I have this evening.
Okay. All right, let's get to it. Item number 6, 20-ZB-54V, Prakash Patel.
Yes.
Mr. Patel, I believe you were sworn in at the last meeting?
Yeah, I was in the last meeting, yep.
Okay, you remain sworn in to tell the truth?
Yep.
Could you advise the board what, if any, changes you are providing to the proposed carport?
Okay, so I had a good discussion with Mr. Henry on that after the last meeting. And my original proposal was for like 14x24 carport. And there was an issue with like the zero zoning footage. So I say I can compromise like 2 feet. So I can go by 12x24. So at least it helped me on putting the carport on my driveway, because the option 2 they provided, it was not feasible for me, because it will like say bring down the value of the property also. And it's difficult to sell if I have to sell in future, because the buyers will take a look and it will reject right away the way if I do all these things, whatever proposed option is there.
So Henry, can I sum this up? Originally you proposed a 14x24 foot carport, and now you're proposing a 12x24 carport in the same spot.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to talk to Mr. Hinterstein about this.
Yes. Henry?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, again, Mr. Patel had called me. I tried to explain to him that the side yard setback, whether it be 0 feet, 1 feet, or 2 feet, was just too severe of a setback when you have a neighboring property, that's in conformance. Again, I discussed the fact that the ordinance is in place for a reason, so that structures aren't built, on top of each other, so that you impact your neighbor's property with the structure that close. That's why the ordinances are in place. Again, in this particular case, the carport could be moved back to the little finger portion of the yard, where you would have a, 6 foot, approximately a 6 foot side yard, maybe a 6.5 foot side yard. If you did a 12x24, you'd have 6.5 foot setbacks on each side of the carport. So that would be much more compliant with what's being proposed now. And all you'd be doing is drifting it back a little bit into that finger portion of the property. Also, the other side of the house could also be used as the as a carport area, with a secondary drive being added, or they could swap it out even. I understand that may be cost prohibitive, but unfortunately, the cost factor is not a hardship for zoning purposes. So, I try to guide Mr. Patel in a manner that I thought the application would be looked upon more favorably. from this revision. Again, he doesn't seem like he's willing to move it into another location. He wants to keep it in that area, which again, I have a problem when the setback requirement is, I believe 8 feet.
Yep.
And you know, the
it's
only
going to be two now. He wants
2 feet. So.
Okay. Thank you, Henry. Mm-hmm. Anyone else on board have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open up to the public portion.
Before you do that, Mr. Chairman, I have one question for the applicant. Mr. Patel, do you have any more witnesses that you want to call?
I went through all those variants, like 21-501 to 21-621. And now a lot of thing is existing, even is not meeting the criteria, what the ordinance criteria is there. So of that 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 of them is already existing before I bought this property. So this is the historical thing, when the property was built, how it was built, how everyone thing was approved. So I cannot say anything on that, but the way the property I purchased, so I stuck with that. So like say anything if I have to do, I don't think I can do anything improvement on the property with all this restriction is on the place.
And the board understands that the existing non-conformities exist, and the board has not asked any questions about those. The board is concentrating on the location that you're proposing for the carport. And let me ask you again, do you have any other witnesses that you would like to call?
Witness means someone else? I don't know.
Yes. Do you have any other witnesses you want to call?
Right now, I don't have, but if I need, I can bring it next meeting.
Okay. Are you asking the board to carry this matter, or would you like to the board to vote on this evening?
If they can vote it, it's fine. Otherwise, I'll require it for the next meeting because maybe I cannot represent myself properly to get this done. Maybe that's is lacking from my side. I don't know. Because with the two options they propose, it's not feasible for me. Because the cost factor is there, and it will bring down the property value and the neighboring property value also. But now, as Henry say, city don't consider that as a hardship for me. But like the hardship is different for each individual. My hardship is different from you, and yours is different from someone else.
Mr. Chairman, it doesn't appear that Mr. Patel has any other witnesses.
Okay. I'd like to open it to the public then. Anyone in the public portion have any questions about this application or any comments? Ms. Buckley?
Michael Withalaski. I'm going to mess your last name up.
No problem.
I'm the name Michael.
Hi, Michael.
I can be sworn in.
Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Michael Withalaski. Weselowski. My address is 32 Camelot Drive, Farmingdale, New Jersey, which I understand is not near the applicant's residence. I am here speaking on behalf of his neighbor at 4 Our Place, who are my parents.
Please proceed.
Thank you. The information I'm going to share is nothing new and nothing that the board has not already discussed and provided and advised. I would simply further request that the board take into consideration that the applicant has indeed, as he has stated himself, provided no real hardship. The applicant's residence is in an area where some houses were built with garages, some houses were not. If the house was not built with a garage, it is not suited for a garage. The applicant's simple willingness and desire to have this feature does not provide a hardship, is not a hardship. The applicant has provided no proofs of that the board can use to grant the variance. The applicant's application would be a detriment to the municipal land use law and would not advance public good, would be a detriment to the surrounding area, would be an eyesore at that small or zero setback. And again, in conclusion, we would just ask that the board not look favorably upon the application as it currently stands. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Ms. Buckley, anyone else in the public portion?
No, sir.
Okay. Seeing none, the public portion is closed. I think that this applicant has failed to provide any evidence towards a hardship, and I would make a motion to deny this application. Can I get a second?
I would second that.
Okay.
Warren. Okay. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Very quiet. And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Patel, your application has been denied. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail a copy of that document to you.
Now, is there any option I have, like say, if I have to bring with the attorney so at least he can help me out or all these things?
Sir, the board has voted on the application. So you don't have any other options. The board has denied your request.
Okay, understood.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on to number 7, 21-ZB-03V, Suzanne Hennessy.
Is Ms. Hennessy present?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Hennessy, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? I swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
64 Septon Circle, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Can you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I'm trying to add a portico and an overhang to the front of the house.
Okay, so Henry?
Did you have a chance to review the staff letter that was provided to you regarding the impact?
Yes. And the only thing I wanted to say is about the shed. Mm-hmm. That was tore down a couple of years ago. It's just not reflected on the current survey.
Okay, so a new shed was put up, but it's in a conforming location, correct?
Correct, which I had gotten a permit.
Okay, well, that resolves number one. And then you understand that if we give an approval that the porch must remain open.
Yes.
You can't close it in, okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So if that's the case, then I don't have any any other impacts of the application.
Okay.
The variance is de minimis in nature. I think it could be approved.
Thank you, Mr. Hinterstein. Anyone else on the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'd like to open to the public portion. Anyone in the public portion have any questions for this applicant or comments? Ms. Buckley?
No, Chairman.
Close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
Second.
Oh, I second it.
Is that Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? He's very quiet tonight. Mr. Patel? Okay, I'm going to skip him. Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Thank you. And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Hennessy, your application's been approved. We will memorialize it at our next meeting in a written document. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail a copy to you, but you'll need that document to get your building permits.
All right, great. Thank you very much. And Laura, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Suzanne. Have a great night.
All right, you too.
Thanks.
Good luck. Let's move on to item number 8, 20-ZB-32V, La Porta Builders.
Is Mr. Wiley present?
Ms. Partner, Mr. Lavender.
That'll do. Please proceed.
I think Jim's on here too. Jim, are you here? Laporta?
Yeah, he's down on the corner.
That's what I thought. I was prepped by Mr. Wiley, who's at another meeting tonight. And as he prepped me, he said, this is final site plan approval, put a tie on and show up. So I hope That's what we're dealing with.
We do too.
Henry, do you have anything to say on this application?
You muted yourself again.
I know. Great at that.
Rutgers made a comeback.
I believe the plans have been, revised plans have been approved. I believe all the bonding has been put in place. I'm unaware of any outstanding conditions. Let's see. Would you happen to know if you provided the contract between the applicant and administrative agent for the affordable units?
I can get you that information. I know this is a bit unorthodox, but let me get my office manager on and I will bounce that information to you literally right away.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Jim, you there?
Yes, can hear.
Oh, okay. Oh, then we can get that information right away.
We have applied to the administrative
agent
CGPNH.
Hey, okay. Hey, just sit tight in case I get any questions.
Oh, sure. Are they coming?
Yeah, I'm on. And they probably see me on with you, but I think we're fine. I just in case they ask questions that you know the file better than I do. So.
And you'll provide that contract with them, correct?
We will.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see anything else that's outstanding. I believe that this would not have been scheduled for final if there were any conditions that remain to be met prior to this being put on the agenda. So
got it.
Pretty,
no problem.
Pretty comfortable with us moving forward with it.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman, if I could just jump in here.
Sure.
Final major subdivisions are fairly routine when they have supplied all of the requested information and satisfied all of the conditions prior to that time. So they're here for final. It's basically they've dotted the I's and crossed the T's, and we're not aware of any outstanding issues. So I believe final major subdivision would be appropriate.
Thank you for that clarification, Jim. Appreciate it. Anyone else on the board have any questions for this applicant or any comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone on the public portion have any questions, comments of this application? Ms. Buckley?
I do not see anyone, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I make a motion to approve this application.
I will second.
Thank you, Warren.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Riggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? I think we lost him. Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Lavender, your approach worked.
Thank you all very much.
Good luck.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Take everybody.
Care. All right.
All right, let's move this party down to number 9, 20-ZB-16B. Mr. Sony.
Yes, good evening. John Sullivan from the offices of Vastola and Sullivan representing the applicant. This application may seem familiar to you. The board did approve this application previously, I believe back in September of 2020. The Township of Piscataway did, in fact, appeal that decision. We were able to work a resolution out with the township, and it's a conditional settlement conditioned upon this board approving the revised plans and the terms of our settlement. This particular property is located at 151 Sherman Avenue. It's designated as Lot 31.01 in Block 1217 on the tax map. It is in the R10 zone, and the property is currently improved with a single family dwelling that is not in very good condition. And you'll hear from our architect soon, and he indicates that it really needs to be replaced rather than an attempt to renovate it. The revised plans that we have submitted are the variance plan prepared by Steve Druga, AIA, dated May 10th of 20, and last revised January 18th of this year, and a revised set of elevations bearing the same dates and the same revision date. At this point, the variances that are required in connection with the application are for lot area, 10,000 square feet is required, 5,000 square feet is existing and proposed. Lot width and frontage, 100 feet is required and 50 feet is existing and proposed. And for building coverage, we're required to have not more than 20%. We are proposing 21.3%, which is a slight reduction from what was previously approved and what is existing on the property. So if that's okay, I would proceed with Mr. Druga.
Please.
Please.
Yes.
Mr. Druga, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Steve Druga, D-R-U-G-A, 250 Stoughton Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Did you testify in the original hearing?
Yes, I did.
You remain sworn in to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Druga, would you state your qualifications for the board?
He did that back in the original hearing, and he remains sworn in to tell the truth, so he's good to go.
Thank you. Terrific. Mr. Druga, you're familiar with the site, and you prepared the plans, correct?
Correct.
And would you describe for the board the site as it exists now?
The existing dwelling on the site is a 1.5-story Cape Cod with a detached garage. Cape Cod also has a attached rear porch, which is covered, and everything, basically the site has been overgrown. It hasn't been, looks like it hasn't been occupied in years. Mr. Sony hired me to prepare plans for alteration and addition to that structure, putting a second floor addition on it. During my inspections of the house to see what the condition of it was and also to provide measured drawings of the existing house, I found that the house was in really bare nature of being replaced. It was a lot of crawl space damage, water and termite damage, rot damage. In fact, the addition, the room on the rear had no ceiling on it. So evidently everything was being exposed to the weather. The same thing with the garage, the holes in the roof and what have you. So based on that, I consulted with him and told him that the best option would be to demolish that structure and construct a new building.
Okay, and would you describe the revised proposal to the board?
Revised proposal existing non-conforming lot, the size of the lot 50 by 100. So with one item is the size of the lot, insufficient lot size, excuse me. The other item is coverage. We were asking for a variance of coverage because the proposed structure is 21.34%, where 20% is required. The structure was downsized to fit within the footprint so that we do not have any variances for front yard setback, side yard setback, or rear yard setback. So all those dimensions comply and fit within the property. Anything else? The proposed structure is going to be a two-story house with a attached garage, part of the structure. So four bedrooms upstairs, first floor contained a bedroom, living room, dining room and kitchen, open floor plan area, stairs to the second floor, a full basement, and total square footage of the house is roughly 1,800 square feet, not counting the garage. Again, it all conforms to all the setbacks, so the only variances we need is for lot coverage and lot size.
Okay, Mr. Druga, other than the lot area, lot width, and frontage, the building coverage is the only variance now, and that is It was last approved at 22.7%. And what is the coverage now?
21.34.
Now, in your opinion as an architect, how do you feel that the proposed dwelling fits into the neighborhood?
I've gone through the neighborhood and looked at what's there in comparison, and the house that we propose is more than adequate to fit into the neighborhood. The adjoining properties are two ranches. There's a two-story directly to the right, and the property on the right-hand side is a ranch, two ranches to the left, and then another two-story house. And basically, the houses in there are ranches, some two stories, and bi-levels.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have for Mr. Jurga.
Thank you, sir.
You have another witness?
We do not. I have the applicant available, Matt Hussoni, if there's any questions for him, but I don't think we need any direct
testimony. Mr. Chairman, basically, this is what's called a Whispering Woods hearing. We're here before the zoning board to approve or deny the proposed settlement. And the applicant has now explained to the board what the proposed settlement is. The variances for lot coverage are less than what the board previously approved. And the applicant has gotten rid of variances for setbacks, which the board previously approved. So the applicant or the board should go out to the public and then vote on the application.
Okay. Anyone on the board have any questions? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public portion. Anyone in the public portion have any questions? Ms. Buckley? Anything, Laura?
Muted.
I'm muted. No one, Chairman, I apologize.
Okay. Public portion's closed. I would make a motion to approve this amended approval.
I will second. Warren?
Thank you.
Thank you, Warren.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? I think he's gone. Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Sullivan, I will prepare a resolution of approval.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time, sir.
Good luck.
Let's move on to item number 10, 21-ZB-05V, Curvin Salcido.
Is Curvin Salcido present?
Yes.
I need to swear. Are you? Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Thank you. Could you give us your name and address, please?
My name is Kevin Lopez Salcedo, 216 Jesus World Place, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Okay, Mr. Salcedo, could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
My wife, can I talk with me? Because my English is not really good.
I'm on the line as well. I didn't know.
We have to be sworn in. Okay, ma'am, could I have your name, please?
Sure, it's Darissa Lopez.
Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
And you're Curvin Lopez Salcedo's wife?
Yes, okay, Darissa Lopez.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
Yes, we would like to add a patio cover. I'm sorry?
No, continue. I'm sorry. Someone else was unmuted.
Okay. We would like to add a patio cover in the rear of the house and also add a shed to the side of the house and a above ground pool also in the side yard of the house.
Henry, it's a little insight.
Was the staff report, did you have a chance to review the staff report that was issued?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Okay, do you have any, can you address the item number one, that can you locate that patio cover 1 foot in from the corner of the back of the property so that it's a little bit further away from the side yard setback?
Yes, we can. I'm sorry. I'm reading the site impact now. Yes, we can do all items.
If you could address, we'll just go through them just so it's on the record. So you have no problem moving it in 1 foot on the side. The pool and the shed are going to be in a conforming location, which is 10 feet for the pool, 3 feet off each property line for the shed. The patio cover is going to be actually 6 feet from the rear lot line. So that's the variance, Mr. Keneally, is 6 feet, not 7 feet, because obviously the shed, the overhead structure, I don't think could be right on top of the house. And then that you'll repair the chain link fence or remove it, correct?
Yes, actually, that's already been removed. We've already removed the chain link fence.
I was there not too long ago, and it was still, was that done recently?
Yes, it was done, I want to say about 3 weeks ago.
All right, well, it'll be a condition, and you will not get any permits until that's taken care of. So if it's been done, okay, great. Yeah. If it's not, then you know you have to take care of it prior to getting any permits, okay?
It has definitely been done. It has been moved, yes.
Good.
No other comments?
That's it, Henry?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Does anyone else on the board have anything? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public portion. Anyone in the public portion have any questions for this application or comments? Ms. Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I will second it.
Get a second?
Sorry.
Who's that?
I got Mr. Tiller.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application is approved. There will be conditions that you have to comply with Mr. Hinterstein's report. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that virtually. We will mail a copy of that document to you, but you'll need that for your building permits.
Sounds great. Thank you. I just wanted to confirm about the conditions. Do I need to schedule so you guys can come out and see, or do that happen automatically? Sorry, I'm not familiar.
Henry?
About the two.
What will happen is, I think what you have to do is we'll just have to confirm when you put in for the permit, we'll have to confirm that you took care of that fence. So we'll have to do a site inspection before we'll issue the permit. And you may just have to, actually, I think the plan was a little bit vague. I think the plans are good, right, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
As far as we just have to put in that side yard dimension.
Yeah, I'll write on the surveys. I'll just write in 6.
Just write 4.1. Yeah. 4.1 from the side yard. I think we're fine. Mm-hmm. So we'll just do when you come in for the permits, we'll do the inspection at that time. As long as your fence has been taken care of, then it'll be approved. Then you should have no other issues.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, Ms.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Bye. Thank you. You too. Let's move on down to item number 11, 20-ZB-60V, Shobha Chopra.
Is Shobha Chopra present?
Yes.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Can I have your name and address, please?
82 School Street, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
And your name, please?
Shobha Chopra.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
Well, I have my architect, Martha, also on the call. So she will explain what I want to be done.
Certainly. What's your architect's name again?
Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A.
Oh, there she is.
Is Martha present?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Martha Brasovan, 570 North Broad Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07208.
Please put your hand down and spell your last name.
Brazovan.
And are you an architect licensed in the state of New Jersey?
Yes.
And have you testified before zoning boards previously?
Yes, I have.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I think you can accept this witness as an expert architect.
I accept her credentials. You may proceed.
So what we're proposing, we're coming before the board for site plan approval to do a 1,500 square foot, it's 1,504 square feet, rear extension to the existing house. There are a number of existing variances there's pre-existing variances consisting of insufficient lot area, the lot width, lot frontage, front yard, there's a fence of wall height and transparency in the front yard, and a shed, and then there's a setback for the accessory structure, and maximum dwelling units. Those are pre-existing variances. And then there's also with the proposed addition, there is a side yard setback and a lot coverage variance that we're seeking. Ms. Chopra is looking to create a rear extension, as I said, on the rear of the house. And what it will provide for her is a new master bedroom and a new kitchen and a living space, because the existing space in the house is not sufficient for like living space for her. And also, as she's gotten older, it's a little bit more of a challenge for her to go up and down the stairs. So she wants to have an extension where she's able to manage within the space.
And ma'am, have you had an opportunity to look at Mr. Hinterstein's report of February 8th, 2021?
I do not have his report, unfortunately.
Well, I did send it to you, emailed it to you.
Let me check, because all I have, I will check. Give me one second.
It's actually
time. Or maybe Vision sent it to you.
The Division of Engineering and Planning and Development is the author.
Before we get into the report, can I ask a couple questions, Jim?
Yeah. Sure.
How many bedrooms are going to be in this house?
Four.
Yes.
How many?
That four.
Go ahead, Martha.
There's a new master bedroom, and then there is an additional two bedrooms above the garage. Give me one second. I don't want to tell you incorrect information, because it'll be a number between. Shoot. One second. There'll be five bedrooms, including the new master bedroom that's going to be constructed.
There's six total or five total?
Five total.
Okay. It's a lot of bedrooms.
Well, Ms. Strober can speak to that, as she has grown children who have families.
Okay.
They will be visiting me, so I would need that much room. And grandchildren who will be coming.
Have you had the chance to review the report?
Can I just stop you for a minute? Because I don't believe I swore the applicant in, okay. Just the architect. So Ms. Chopra, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, it'll be true.
Thank you. I think the last question was, have you had an opportunity to read Mr. Hinterstein's February 8, 2021 report?
I have it and I read it, but I don't know why Martha didn't receive it. We sent it to her. Did you get it, Martha, by email?
Yes, I did find it. I'm actually reading it right now.
Okay.
Okay, yes. I have read the report.
Can you address the items number by number?
Yes.
Please, site impact number one.
Yes, the side yard is a 9-foot side yard, and that was, that came about being 9 foot on the side where there's the public park. That side is a 9-foot setback in order to maintain the width of that master bedroom, because once you reduced it down to the 15, you would lose 6 feet out of that bedroom, which is what causes the coverage to the lot coverage to be larger.
All right, so hold on 1 second. So you're saying right now the master bedroom's 21 feet wide? Or has one dimension that's 21 feet?
One dimension, the master bedroom is 14 feet. You have a master bedroom that's 14 feet interior. So you're saying 14 foot six from the exterior wall. Then you have a master bathroom, a pantry, a washer and laundry room, and then you have a kitchen. And then on the other side of the kitchen, you have a living area, which is a family room, basically, which is 14 foot wide. The kitchen is 11 foot nine, and the area where is the bathroom and the pantry and the laundry room and a half a bathroom is interior dimension is 10 foot one.
All right, bottom line is this. This house is almost 2,500 square feet now. You're proposing an addition that's, you know, quite large, 1,500 for the total square footage of this property to become almost 4,000 square feet. You're talking 5 bedrooms, you got a decent sized master bedroom with a big master suite. The property is a large property, and I understand you, there's certain things you want, but you know, you're over in coverage, and I just don't see any justification for encroaching on a side yard setback. I think that what you need to do is you need to go back and you need to try to design this addition in a manner that could conform with the side yard setback. If you told me you were looking for a side yard setback of 1 foot, you know, I could maybe say, you know, it's a de minimis variance request. But, you know, again, the size of this addition and the size of these rooms and the size of, you know, everything, there may be a way for you to, you know, maybe put the master bath, you know, behind the master bedroom instead of stacking that with the other bathrooms and the pantry of the kitchen and some of these other rooms. I'm not going to tell you how to design it, but I just don't see a hardship on a property of this size with an addition of this size, a reasoning for encroaching 6 feet into the side yard setback requirement.
Understood.
That's my one contention on that. It's a decent sized coverage variance as well. You know, the 20% requirement, it's a large property and you're still going over it by over 3%. I think you need to look at paring down the addition a little bit so that you're a little bit more in conformance with the coverage variance and eliminating the side yard setback variance. I just don't see a hardship in this application. I mean, we could go through these other things. I think some of these other items in the staff report are sort of minor in nature and they need to be addressed. I don't see that you're going to have too much of an issue with them, but just in case, I think we should review those as well.
Yes. Ms. Brazaban, are you a professional planner?
No, I am not.
Okay. Basically, Mr. Hinterstein for the board has identified several issues that need to be addressed. You only got an opportunity to read Mr. Hinterstein's report here tonight. What I would recommend to you is that you adjourn this matter so that you have an opportunity to look at those items in Mr. Hinterstein's report, consult with your client, and perhaps provide revised plans that are more in conformity with Piscataway's ordinances than currently. For example, your lot coverage. The board earlier tonight approved lot coverage of 21.3%. You're significantly larger than that. So I would recommend that you go back, look at Mr. Hinterstein's report, consult with your client, and perhaps provide a revised plan.
Yes, that I would agree to that, to adjourn. Right. Well, I'll sit down with Ms. Chopra and her son, and we will go over the plans and return back to the board with a revised plan.
Okay, and we will announce a new date tonight so that the applicant does not need to send out new notices. Laura, what is the date of the first meeting in April?
We have April 8th. It's early. Would you be ready for that? Because everything would have to be in 10 days prior to the hearing. That'd be cutting it close.
So we would have, I just want to see April
8th. You'd have to have it in by?
Like March 30th or
27th.
Yeah, by that Monday, the 20, yeah, actually. Friday the 26th. Unless we could put you on for April, and if you can't get it in time, then we could just announce at that meeting and then push you to May, if that would work.
Okay, that'll work. I will work too. We'll sit down and meet and shoot for March 26th. And if anything, I'll let you know before.
Okay. So we'll do, Jim, it'd be April 8th.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, does the board want to carry this to April 8th at the applicant's request?
Yes. Okay. That works.
The application of Chopra Chopra is going to be carried to April 8th with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies. Have a good evening.
Thank you for the consideration.
Okay, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right, let's get back. Skipping 13, 14, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of February 25th, 2021.
Mr. Chairman, we are going to carry that resolution to the next meeting.
Okay. Again, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of February 25th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Can I get a motion for adjournment?
I make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies. It's always been an honor.
Thank you.
Mr.
Thank
you. Cahill, can I ask you a question? I know the meeting is over, but can I ask you something?
Sure.
So I'm the Chopra's neighbor, and I was on last month, and they weren't here, and then I'm on this month, and they're doing their thing again.
Yeah, it's going to be adjourned till April.
Okay. I had a PowerPoint presentation because I'm going to oppose any suggestion they make to take up any more property than they have to.
Your testimony.
I expect that they will provide a revised plan. Please review it, and we will accept whatever testimony and whatever evidence that you have.
Okay. So I'll be back in April, and then maybe
May. April 8th.
we'll see you next month.
I'll be all back in touch, Laura.
All right. No problem, weeks. Deborah.
Okay.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night.